The code.
Make a difference.
BBC Radio Sussex.
Let's meet somebody else who's making a difference, and this is to our pets. Vicky Laver-Platt joins me now, and she's just started a community interest company called Surrey Missing Pets Support. Hiya, Vicky.
Hello there, hi.
Well, the title kind of says it all, but tell us exactly what you're planning to do. What are you trying to do here?
So we're aiming to targetly support Surrey Missing Pet Owners, providing a comprehensive service that you could get hold of 24 hours, completely free of charge, poster printing, map tracking, things like that.
How big an issue is it in the area you live in?
It comes and goes. Dogs are a little bit more quicker to come in because dogs seen on their own are quicker to be reported as missing and lost. Mm-hmm. Cats, we're having a bit of an increase at the moment. Obviously, with fireworks night just gone, a lot of cats not coming back or being spooked out the area. So at the moment, it's quite busy, but hopefully it will start calming down before we get to Christmas.
And what got you involved in wanting to do this, Vicky?
So I've been a volunteer with Dog Loss Surrey for quite a few years, kind of as a personal interest, as I have dogs myself. And it was just trying to kind of broaden the support that we give rather than just dogs. We've covered rabbits, we've covered tortoises, we've covered all sorts, and just kind of make it a service to everyone to get support, especially when you need it as soon as something happens.
How long have you been going and what's your sort of success rate at the moment?
So we've been set up since July as Surrey Missing Pet Support. We've had quite a few good successes. Stories so far. Our best one was a lovely cat called George who'd been missing since mid-July, and we found him a couple of weeks ago wandering in Sunbury, and he's in a bit of a way, but he's now back home with his family and his cat brother and all sorts, so that was a really nice outcome there.
Oh, what a result for you, but also for the family who had him missing, George.
Oh, there were tears all around.
And how far had he travelled? If he found him in Sunbury, how far was he from home?
He was actually not that far from home, but we think because of how he was in a bit of a state, he had wandered quite away and then kind of was trying to get back into the right area, but he couldn't just quite find home.
Oh, that's amazing. Well done. And it's struck me about that thing that cats, for instance, may have got spooked by the fireworks recently. Mm. And how many have you got on your books that have gone in the last few days?
Well, we've got four very recent ones, and we have about three that are long-term lost and have been missing for a month or more. And it's hard because people don't necessarily see a cat and think, oh, that cat's lost, or oh, that cat might be in trouble.
Yeah, they're just doing cat stuff. They're just out there being independent.
A lot more independent than dogs. So, I mean, it can be quite difficult to establish a stray from a missing pet. So I do also offer microchip scanning services to see if it's an owned pet or if it's just a stray or if it is a pet coming to try its luck, just visiting family and friends, neighbours,
all right.
To get extra food.
Well, what a nice thing to do to make a difference to pet owners whose pets have gone missing, hopefully temporarily, and helping to find them. So if that happens to us, how do we find you, Vicky? Is it pretty straightforward just to Google you?
You can just Google us. We're on Facebook under Surrey Missing Pet Support. We've got a 24-hour mobile number, 07-542-77-8190. And literally that is 24 hours, middle of the night, early morning. If something happens, you can ring that number. Someone will answer that and we'll go through the first steps of what to do.
Oh, good luck. Wish you well. Thanks for telling us about it, Vicky. Keep going.
Thanks so much, Danny. Take care.
Cheers. All the best. Bye.
Bye.
Vicky Laver-Platt there, Surrey Missing Pet Support, making a difference.